The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 50 of Tome of Huzzah's production, Globally Local FM in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. So, all I have to say is, because you already know what time it is, it's a good time in the studio because our editor is here. So I give the microphone to you.
Jesus.
Hello, this is your editor, DJ Big Banana Pants. Welcome back to our show, Globally Local FM, on the best side of the earth, the inside this time, because we decided we like dirt.
Yeah. Let's go.
So,
okay. Keep doing your intro, Sid.
So
Henry, would you like to describe context, what's happening in the studio?
Yeah, so Rudy, he's holding a dildo and he's wiggling it back and forth comedically, and it
nobody
might
will believe you.
Be seen as a bit distracting. And you know what's a fun fact? I think this is the one that we gave you, isn't it, Rudy?
It is. It's finally
there,
the one time of the year goes out of the box.
So there you go. I'm technically
and for
implicated
it's always
on this.
For a purpose like this.
Oh, that's good use. Sid?
Yeah.
Speak your piece.
I am flabbergasted. I have one.
What about
beef
the girth,
the
length, or
the how about both?
The fucking wiggle is what's really disturbing me.
All right, let's hear that beef of the week.
Put this bad boy back in the box, if you know what I mean.
So, for one of my university courses, we are doing a research, right? And
buddy,
within that research, we we're doing a thing called autoethnography, where basically the researchers ourselves were conducting the experiment on ourselves. And for that, we decided to do diary entries, right?
I also conduct experiments on myself with this bad boy, brother.
All right. This man has just gone downhill. I think it's
Rudy,
over.
I know where you live. I have your
in my
address.
Basement is where you live.
No, I'm in the closet, and I think you should dust it more often. Little shit. I've been having hay fever. We've been doing autoethnography, and so we decided to do diary studies. And holy fuck, I hate diary studies. They suck so fucking much, dude. Who the fuck has the time to write, 150 words every day about living with a plant? That shit is fucking stupid.
The 150 words, I understand, as to write if you, for example, are a writer, but about living with a plant, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I was just nothing happened today. It grew 2 millimeters. Okay, bye.
That works.
What the fuck do I write about?
I guess, would it not, I don't know what your study is about, would it not be also about the way it affects you?
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't affect me. I forget it's there.
Well, okay, I guess that's one way to look at it.
Okay, dear listeners and hosts, I have a confession to make.
Oh, this is about to be a good one.
The plant is plastic.
Whip it out.
So, I didn't actually write the diary entries every day.
Wow. Oh. Did you know your professors are listening to this podcast? They're actually big fans.
I wrote it every single day, and the data is perfectly perfect, and there's nothing wrong with it. I definitely didn't write 21 of the diary entries yesterday.
Good stuff.
That's why you didn't come to the watch party.
Yeah. That's because I was busy writing diary entries for all the days that I didn't, because it's due tomorrow.
I
hate diary entries. That's my beef of the week.
I think diary entries are fine, but it feels kind of pointless to do it too much. Because if nothing changes, it's plant there, okay. And then for 21 days, I guess?
I thought you write a diary whenever something changes. Because I always imagined in a sense today this happened. And you talk about a day because something changed in your day, you know?
Yeah,
that's why I had the image of diaries.
Fair. But basically how we're doing it is basically we are looking over a short-term cohabitation study, our changes in emotional attachment with the plant.
Brother, you said words that I'm not capable of understanding in my state right now.
It's fine. Where are you? Iowa?
Nice. Speaking of diary entries, have you guys ever done like a dream journal or something of that kind of...
I had some weird dreams. I yesterday had to hug our friend, maybe bleep that out soon, because I dreamt that we found him dead.
Oh, Jesus.
And I took a nap, and our friends group found him dead, and then nobody really made a big deal of it. And somebody even in the dream said, oh, I think he just slipped and fell. And then we found him dead, and then the dream goes on, and the next day, like in the dream, it's just like nothing happened. Walks in like the living room and we just all vibe.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So he resurrected, yeah, like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know.
And nobody cared. I did a dream journal like once and I forgot about it. And then like the other day I was like, I just found it back and I was like, oh yeah, let's have a look. And then I read it and was like, what the actual fuck am I even talking about here? Like, the thing is, because I remember actually writing down the dream. I forget again what it's about, but it was some war shit, I'm pretty sure. Mm. And I remember writing after the dream, and then I like remember reading this back, and I was like, I must have still been dreaming when I wrote this, because half of this does not make sense. Like, you know, you need to write incoherent sentences, I feel like, if you're taking a diary. Otherwise, you might as well throw it in the fucking trash.
House of Leaves, but the wrong version.
It was just like gibberish. Anyway.
I think it's time for us to
bring in
what people want.
My beef of the week is Wake You. I just wanted to put that one out there. A very original joke. All right, Rudy?
Lovely.
Oh, right. We're in Addis Ababa. That's in Ethiopia, Rudy. I've got some Ethiopia facts. Thanks for asking. It's Addis Ababa is the capital of Ethiopia. That's crazy. Ethiopia is a country near / on the Horn of Africa, I guess, depending on how you define it. I would say it's on, in. It's near Horn. It's core. That's good. It was one of the few countries that avoided colonization by Europeans in Africa, specifically.
Actually, randomly, what got told this by a friend of mine the other day.
Until
don't
the fucking Italians, yuck, they came in and fucking ruined it for everybody, and then after 5 years
they probably
had
good reasons.
Yeah, not really. Anyway, after five years they got kicked out, so
they were not the Italians I love. These are not the good Italians. These are fake Italians.
Yeah, they just walk into Addis Ababa and they're like, hey, what's the gabagoo? And then the Ethiopians are like, what the fuck? Get out. And they're like, si, senor.
Senor. That's Spanish.
It's close enough.
Part of the Nile originates in Ethiopia. And last one is the language Loki looks like a bunch of stickmen, is my thought.
Yeah, that's true.
So, with that lovely bullet point list out of the way, let's get to the news.
Okay, I will start with the first article, which is the city bent time and the bankers hate it.
What?
So the head of the Trade Bureau announced that all banks, businesses, and transportation services are obliged to remain open until 9:30 p.m. Anyone breaking this is fined 10,000 birr, which translates to about €70.69, for anyone closing before. The funny thing is the previous structure was that, you know, they could stay open for as long as they want, and they chose to stay open until 9.
Lamau. Bruh.
So wait, what's changed? Nothing.
They're forced to open until to stay open until 9:30.
Oh.
Legally.
I mean, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, but they're not happy about it. The bankers
Henry
hate it.
Here is...
I guess wages.
He's just on a killing spree today. When we were recording, he's just agreeing to all the wrong things. The other episode, he also was supporting a corrupted government in Guatemala.
That's not true. Like I said, it's all about the context.
Look at this guy's face. Would you trust him?
Yes.
He looks corrupt, doesn't he, Sid?
It's all about the context. It's just...
it's all about moolah.
Yeah.
Look, all I'm saying is a public service being open for longer is not a bad thing.
But then you have to deal
with
just
slid me 10,000 contacts under the table.
Oh, okay. The thing is, but then you have to deal with those people who completely hate their life. You know what I mean? When you do the... Nobody's having a good time when you go to social service employee or something and they're just like, the fuck you on? You know, we all had those interactions, and this will ensure that that's your interaction every time.
Just because they have to be late there?
Yeah.
Ultimately, I just don't know if I agree with that, really, because as you may or may not know, my current job, I do something similar, just on the phone, of course. And I am the last one to leave, and I'm never hitting people with a negative attitude. And well, yes, Rudy, because... I know what you're thinking. Sorry, I know what you're thinking, Rudy. That's because Henry is like the best person ever. And while I do agree, ultimately, I just think it's down to my good work ethic.
I think it's because you have nothing else to do in your life and you have corrupted yourself with the capitalism mindset and you just love your job so much that you're just a rat at this point.
I wish I were a rat, Rudy, because that would mean that I'm hunting
for
that
cheese. You
know
what I'm bringing back? You know what you are? A rat bastard.
That's good. I mean, I still think that's a good insult.
Talking about rats, did you guys hear about the video game Rat Shaker?
What?
What now?
So it's a 3 euro game on Steam that I've been really considering getting.
Rat
where the entire
Shaker?
Premise of... Yes, one word, I think. Yeah. So the entire premise of the game is you are holding a rat and you either squeeze the rat or shake the rat for different... It's a horror game.
What?
Yeah, so the game Grumps played it and...
Yes, yeah, Henry just made a motion of, I guess, shaking a rat, but it was closer to what I was doing with the dildo before 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, I did it because Sid's... this is the gesture for, like, when you're calling someone a wanker, you know?
So you squeeze it and then shake the rat.
All right, nice.
Better to do it this way.
Is it just one big euphemism in this game, or what's the end goal of squeezing it?
Yeah, that's why it's a horror game, because it's gays.
Oh my god. That's scary stuff.
This game was made for the male gaze.
Actually, I have a beef of the week. And I don't know if this is to pick up with Henry or Discord. I see him laughing way less than I hear him laughing. You know what I mean? Either Henry has to laugh louder, or Discord needs to get this man's beautiful voice through better.
It's because I've got the input volume as too high, probably. So that you need me to be loud enough. Because
what we need is the next article, actually.
I'll just do this one for the audience, because this is what Rudy really likes when I do So
nothing on our end, completely nothing. We just saw you almost deep throat the mic for nothing.
See, that sounds like nothing for Rudy and Sid right now, but I know that's Rudy used to find that really funny, so, you know, there you go. I'll just leave
that
for the viewers.
I'm going to laugh at it. And then we're going to move on to the next article, which is fake Gucci, fake Nike, and now fake Apples. You probably thought that I meant the phone brand, but no, I meant the fruit. Apparently you can fake them.
You mean European canned apples?
I'm about to shove a whole can of canned peaches up your ass. If I hear one more sentence about Sid, this guy last episode, when I tell you, ran that joke into the ground. Anyways, here's the actual happenstance, so to speak. Ethiopia's prime minister recently updated his social media platform, sharing a rather heartwarming picture of an apple tree basically bending over from the weight of its ripe fruits. The goal of this post was to celebrate the local agriculture achievements due to some governmental initiatives, right? So it's like, look at this apple tree. This is what we did as a country. That's cool. Well, unfortunately for the PM, the Ethiopia Fact Check, an organization seemingly made to call out government bullshit, quickly shot the mofo down by finding out that the apple tree in the picture is fake. Well, the tree itself and apples on it are actually not fake, but what is fake is the message. The apples in question apparently are only known to grow in the very well-known border region of Ethiopia, namely Canada.
Okay.
In other words, this picture was a random picture taken off the web and posted, but the underdogs of righteousness did not let even that slide, and so the PM had to take down the post and offer an official apology for misleading the public, all because of some fake apples.
Just take a picture of your real apple tree. Nice.
I don't think he had one.
So just don't make a post. Like, how difficult is this?
Brother, when I tell you some people in government, like, when you sometimes see them do things and you're like, how stupid can you be? Mm. It's like that guy, remember, who, what was like the leaked sex tapes or whatever was it?
Yeah, in Equatorial Guinea.
In Equatorial Guinea, who was fucking everybody left and right in his own cabinet. And I was like, it's an official governmental building. There are cameras everywhere to begin with. First of all. Second of all, why are you filming it? Like, why?
Yeah, I mean, you know what the thing is? Like, literally, a reverse image search is so unbelievably easy. So you upload a picture of an apple tree in Canada, you get that reverse search in 5 seconds, and you're proven wrong. It's like, what did you think of, like, it's just old people being tech illiterate, I guess, ultimately it. You know, and I'm just going to use this time where I'm speaking to plug people, be careful of what you post, because it's really easy to trace back where you live. And I know that specifically because that's what I like to do sometimes as a hobby.
It's true, he plays GeoGuessr.
Excuse me?
I just like, not on anyone specific, but just when I see a picture online, I'm like, all right, I wonder if I can find where this is. And usually it's not nearly as hard as you think it might be.
Okay, but you're also very experienced in just seeing environment through GeoGuessr. Sort of like, you know where to look already probably before even looking anything up.
Sure, but I would say even then I'm still an amateur in comparison to what the experts can do. So I'm just saying, be careful, people. You know, you don't want me knocking at your door. Unless you like canned peaches.
I will lock the door, board it, and make another door behind it.
All right, well, I've got a very tragic story. Actually, this is not tragic at all. Government cracked down on fuel hoarders.
The immediate backtrack, but go on.
So, the Ethiopian government found fuel tankers, which were meant for the capital Addis Ababa, hiding in the Afar region, which, contrary to the name, is actually quite close to the capital. Hey. The truckers were hiding in the region in anticipation of a rise in fuel prices at the end of the week, which created a fuel shortage in the capital. And it's kind of a snake eating its own tail situation, in that there's a fuel shortage, so there's like a black market on the rise, and because of that, fuel gets like, that's meant for the capital and like for, yeah, basically public use, gets hidden away, like in this case, creating a further shortage. So, you know, and that's a cycle, basically. But they caught these ones. Yeah, basically said all that. And then the government is aiming to crack down, so to make fuel more available, because they say there's enough fuel available in the country, but because of this snafu, for lack of a better term, it's kind of like creating an artificial shortage.
Did you go out of your way to find an article about oil?
I actually didn't. This was just the first one that came up that I thought was interesting. But yes, I think oil is good. Yeah.
I think I just hit something. Whatever. I guess, well, I'll fix it later.
What could you have hit so badly that it needs fixing? Oh, okay, well. Just, it hits your knee on the desk, shatters it. oh, I guess I'll go to surgery later. Doesn't matter right now because I'm sitting, so I don't need my knee.
I just shuffle away in my armchair.
After recording, tries to get up, no knee.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Globally Local FM, episode... Yo, dude, this is a private recording session. Did you not see the... My apologies for taking up your dear time, listener. I promise I will be quick. My name is Joy Marshall, a representative of the firm of Universal Nonsense, or Fun for short. You most likely have heard of me as the Fun Police, however. But as my time here is limited, I will go over this quick. Where was I? Dear listeners, do you find your host Rudy to be funny? You see, we have to do these inspections once a year, or if this guy fails another year, yeah, it's not looking good for him, I tell you that much. So, back to the matter at hand. What do you think of this overachiever persona? What about the inappropriate jokes? Are we bordering just the right amount, or he down bad syndrome? What about his stupidity? Has it already started showing? Not to be rude or anything, but between you and me, this guy was not the brightest tool in the shed back in my days. Well, right. Anyhow, I want you to think about this for a minute and get back to us whenever you can in the upcoming week. We would greatly appreciate your help. After all, we are here to ensure you get the content you deserve. Right then. Cheerio!
So, did Rudy die? Or did the Fun Police just bash your head against a tin can?
I'm actually as surprised as you are, because I don't remember any of this. I remember starting the recording of the ad, but I guess now I know what happened. Fucked up.
I want to say for the Fun Police, before this episode, I was going to say that I think Rudy just hit his quota of inappropriate jokes. Not too many, not too little. This episode, he did start by just, like, straight up whipping out, like, unboxing a dildo. So I think now we have officially crossed into the down bad territory.
Give it 10 minutes, he'll be juggling.
10 more and I'll be gurgling.
Okay. All right, well, people, I guess now it's time to close your eyes so that we can all avoid looking at Rudy. All right, listen to this. Sorry. So, you wander the streets, enjoying some of the views of the historical churches, museums, and other beautiful buildings. You've spent a lot of time in the city, but would also like to travel to the beautiful nature that the country has to offer. Unfortunately, as you approach the petrol station, you make a saddening discovery. They're all out because some cheeky buggers are hiding it somewhere. So, you decide if they're hiding it, you'll find it. Yet, though you search far and wide, and I have to say as I'm reading this, I realize I left a plot hole here, is if I'm able to search far and wide, yet I'm not able to go to the countryside, you know, how much fuel do I really have? Or is it just that I have fuel to search but not to go somewhere else? Anyway. That's a lesson for riding. You really have trouble finding anything. Right as you are about to give up, you meet a man dressed in mysterious robes. He asks what you seek. You say you're actually looking for fuel for your car. He says, I don't know where you could typically find fuel, but actually, what's that behind your ear? As he reaches behind your ear, he pulls out a 3-ton fuel tanker. You sit there marveling. You can't believe it. Street magic has solved the problem again. So, if street magic is your passion, then maybe Ethiopia can be your next destination.
Chris Angel, more like Chris Addis Ababa.
Ay, these just get more creative by the day, I will be honest. You never see where this is going. Okay, yo ho ho ho, and down to Africa you all go, but before you do so, we gotta do some last minute vibe checks to see if you got what it takes to truly go local. Drip check. Swag. Wear of the streets. You either on top of the fashion wave, or you go under the bend, yo. That's what I am getting from most of the Google Maps points that I can see. And there ain't many, because apparently the yellow man has been banned from Ethiopia for some war crimes, but that's another story. Point being, nobody cares about your high-end coats and furs. It's either Abibas or fuck off. next up, you either reflect or deflect. Otherwise, get ready to turn into a red lobster in a matter of minutes. These streets ain't for the weak, even when the sun is out to get you, and I mean it. I heard from a guy whose segment we lynched a while ago that 30 degrees Celsius hits different down there. Last but not least, grids, maps, patterns, logic, or chaos. Theory of entropy and its underlying strings. All of those will seem like trivial problems to you compared to what you will go have to through if you ever want to become an efficient navigator in Addis Ababa. Just take a glance at Google Maps. Some parts of the city are built on square grids, some have random roundabouts, and others have roads going as the crow flies. There is no organization, do not even try to find it. So, if you think your sense of style is up to par, your skin has the reflection coefficient of a mirror, and finally your brain power exceeds that of modern quantum computers, you might just fit in Addis Ababa.
Sounds good. Shit,
guess I'm going in the opposite direction.
Well, Rudy, would you like to take us straight to the local business?
I think I'm Coke, brother. I think Sid can take it from here.
Okay. So for the local business, the one that I chose is the Ethnological Museum, which was established in 1955. They're dedicated to the preservation, study, and presentation of Ethiopia's rich culture, and have an extensive collection of 13,000 items, including religious and secular manuscripts, ceremonial items, icons, paintings, silvers, and gold embroidered robes, umbrellas, crosses, and books. Some of them.
Please name them one by one, why don't you?
So it includes religious and secular manuscripts, ceremonial.
Sounds good.
Some of them date back to like the first century AD, which is wild. Also, yeah, I didn't expect umbrellas cool. to be on that list.
That's also a good point. I think Ethiopia is also a very historic country. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that because I've got nothing to back it up. Anyway, for my local business...
It existed in history, therefore it's historical.
Yes,
I have one last point, thing to add.
Yep.
So, while looking for a business, I did find the Equatorial Business Group, PLC. And I tried looking into what they do, and mostly what I could find is they import and export tiny cars.
That's...
Like, not tiny... Like, not like Hot Wheels, but like, you know, smart car. Just...
Nothing like importing and exporting Hot Wheels. Yes, so for my local business, it's a bit low-hanging fruit, and I think that Rudy even said it, but I now don't remember anymore. My recommendation is to go to that Adidas store on Africa Avenue, because then you can go outside and be in Addis Ababa. So, it's something.
Well, for my local business, I found it. The one place where all these fucks come from. Whoever finds it, our lives nearby, go confirm for me if there are recent graduates by the name of D. Trump or E. Musk or such. The place you're looking for is called the Radical Academy in Emmanuel Campus. If so, I have a pipe bomb with the place's address on it. Honestly, okay, that's a joke. I have not, like, it's literally called the Radical Academy. I don't know what they teach there, but it's a place...
You'd have to imagine it would be something crazy.
Something really out there.
Anyways, for my local radio, good tunes, that's what we like, you know. So go check out Yano FM, where you know music, you know.
Just Yano.
my radio suggestion is 93.2 FM, the National Ethiopian Radio. It's not a very original choice, but here's what I thought was cool. When I tuned in, it sounded like they were like reading a story, which I thought was a nice change of pace. It was very ASMR adjacent.
It was probably Mein Kampf.
Just in I hope not.
Jesus.
You know what? I'd rather not know what they were reading, because it gives a certain comfort in just knowing that it's just about the sound, you know?
That's fair. For my radio station, I found FBC Fana FM, Radio 98.1, Addis Ababa. Their radio station provides news, weather, sports, and community programming. While looking for these, I did find one comment about this radio station. So this guest rated it 1 star, saying, "Melis, even though you left us physically, you're still with us in spirit with 80 billion people. May your soul rest in heaven. You are the hero and lion of our country who has lived for generations. You have proven the worth of humanity to children. You have helped us to serve you." So I read this and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What the hell?
Which led me down a rabbit hole. So the Melis that she is referring to is the former president of Ethiopia who died in 2012.
Okay.
Some describe him as a brutal dictator and politico-economic genius, both unified in one.
So... So where's the 1 star come from? That's what threw me off.
Maybe the radio host said something.
But here's what I gotta say.
Also, maybe, like, yeah. You're still with us in spirit with 80 billion people, I think is a bit off.
All right, well, that's it for today. That was a nice visit to Ethiopia. Thank you, Sid, for being on.
Always. Just happy because, to be here.
Yeah, so Sid did a smile and a thumbs up to the camera, just for those that were wondering what happened in that small period.
Yeah,
he also
basically hates any like listener. He just assumes that everybody's looking at him at all times, so he just does not describe what he does. It's kind of a habit we have to deal with.
I don't assume they keep looking at me. I just live in their walls.
Yeah. So, with that comforting
living
fact,
in their walls, have you guys heard about the peculiar case of Jeff the Mongoose?
What?
Look it up. Not shitting. I found about it yesterday. True story. And as in, like it's a true story that people believed in. As stupid as it comes. 1930s, I want to say, on the Isle of Man, a family lives and suddenly a mongoose moves in or something, like a critter. And they found out it can talk. And it's a phenomenon that goes on for apparently 30 years where this like hoax or whatever it is. A whole lot of press, a whole lot of stories about a family living with an actual talking mongoose. And I'd say talking as like he knew how to talk in languages. It sounds straight up as a fairy tale, but till this day it's not debunked. Either the daughter was a ventriloquist or the lady, like everybody in the family was crazy and saw the same thing. Some people think it's ghosts or some shit, but it's a thing that like, it's not a hoax that was made up. It's a thing that people believed in for 30 years.
Right.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It's from the Isle of Man. Also, Jeff pronounced G-E-F. Spelled G-E-F. Ultimately, Jeff stopped talking after James Irving became ill and Voiry Irving grew up and left home. Margaret eventually sold the farmhouse to a man who claimed that the next year he shot and killed the animal on land.
Fuck me. Poor Jeff.
So anyways, right. that's later. That's a different podcast or something else. But you... It's I know our editor will like this plot hole or whatever it is. So Sid, go have fun because I know you love these kind of stories. You're going to go down a rabbit hole and...
Will do.
So thank you so much for listening for episode 50 of Globally Local FM. From now on, every fourth episode is your lucky episode, the listener, because there's three of us for that goodness. You can find me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000. So 30030. You can find Henry
talking to a mongoose.
Because why not? Reverse psychology.
Or is it talking to me?
Yeah, that's, you know what? That was the question. There's actually a movie about it with some famous actors. But I think the movie is more on the psychology of man. Sid, where can we find you?
So you need to find where Rudy lives. And then on this floor underneath his bed, you need to do the da 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 knock. And you'll find me there.
You only, there are three doors. The right one is the one that the knock on the other side is. Ta 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 ta. So yeah, thank you, Sid, for joining us as usual. And go give love some to what's his gigantic ostrich? No, colossal pangu. And on twitch.tv, and yeah, just our colleague. So he's trying hard. Let him know.
He's only gigantic ostrich when he's feeling a bit peckish.
Exactly. And Henry right now will tell us where we go next.
We will be visiting neighboring country, actually. Djibouti, to visit Djibouti City. So, there you go.
Don't talk about my booty like that.
Damn, I mean, hard to not see that badunga.
All right.
We'll see you guys next episode. Then. Well, you'll see them next episode. I'm still.
Oh, will they?
Dun, dun, dun. Oh.